Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second, the second baseman, Lou Stringer. Batting third, the center fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Frank Sicori. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting seventh, the catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bobby Sturgeon. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Emil Kusch. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Emil Kusch. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Lee Handley. Batting second, the left fielder, Jim Russell. Batting third, the right fielder, Bob Elliott. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Frankie Gustin. Batting sixth, the first baseman, L.B. Fletcher. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Billy Cox. Batting eighth, the catcher, Bill Sokold. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ken Heintzelman. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Ken Heintzelman. And now, play ball. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer takes first base on ball four. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sokold settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heintzelman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a pop-up towards short. Sturgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Sturgeon fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Elliott. The throw from McCullough and he is safe. Elliott steals second. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Elliott scores. It's 1-0, Pirates. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kiner. The throw from McCullough and he is safe. Kiner steals second. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin hits a fly ball into right field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Sicori is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sicori takes first base on ball four. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sokold settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gustin misplays the ball. That's an error on Gustin. Sicori moves to second. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon hits a pop-up towards first. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Emil Kush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gustin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a fly ball into right field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kush fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold hits a fly ball into right field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack strikes out. One out. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gustin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gustin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ken Heinzelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heinzelman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heinzelman for the out. One out. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell is hit by the pitch. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kiner. Cavaretta reaches second base with a double. Frank Sicori is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sicori is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sicori takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 1 in the game. Waitkus hits a fly ball into right field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cavaretta moves to third. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 1 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gustin misplays the ball. That's an error on Gustin. Cavaretta scores. Sicori moves to second. It's Cubs, 1, Pirates, 1. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sturgeon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kiner. Sturgeon reaches second base with a double. Sicori scores. McCullough moves to third. It's 2-1, Cubs. Emil Kush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kush is 0 for 1 in the game. Kush hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sokold settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 2 in the game. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Stringer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCullough scores. Sturgeon scores. Hack moves to second. It's 4-1, Cubs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowry hits a fly ball into left field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kiner hits a line drive into left field. Sikori picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Sikori. Kiner moves to second. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0 for 1 in the game. Gustin hits a fly ball into left field. Sikori settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fletcher hits a fly ball into right field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sikori. Cox reaches second base with a double. Kiner scores. It's 4-2, Cubs. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold is 0 for 1 in the game. Sokold takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Workman pinch hits for Ken Heintzelman. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cavaretta. Workman reaches second base with a double. Cox scores. Sokold goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 4, Pirates, 4. Paul Erickson now pitching. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Handley hits a fly ball into left field. Sikori settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Hallett now pitching. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cavaretta is called out on strikes. One out. Marv Rickard pinch hits for Frank Sikori. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rickard. The throw from Sokold and he is out, Gustin applying the tag. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 2 in the game. Waitkus hits a fly ball into left field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Marv Rickard now playing left field. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Russell takes first base on ball 4. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 2 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russell moves to third. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kiner hits a pop-up towards first. Waitkus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0-for-2 in the game. Gustin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Russell scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Pirates. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Fletcher hits a fly ball into right field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Aljon Frido now playing left field. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. McCullough hits a fly ball into right field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Paul Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson hits a pop-up towards short. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sokold hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Hallett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hallett bunts towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Cox moves to second. Two outs. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus scoops it up and throws to first, with Erickson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a pop-up towards third. Handley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Stringer hits a fly ball into left field. Joan Frito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-3 in the game. Lowry hits a fly ball into left field. Joan Frito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Aljon Frido is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joan Frito hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Elliott hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kiner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rickard hits a pop-up towards the mound. Hallett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-3 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Waitkus. The throw from Sokold and he is out, Gustin applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gustin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-3 in the game. Fletcher bunts towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. Gustin moves to second. One out. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cox takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sokold hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Hallett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hallett is 0-for-0 in the game. Hallett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Burgess Whitehead now playing second base. Dom D'Alessandro pinch hits for Clyde McCullough. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro takes first base on ball 4. Lenny Morello pinch runs for Dom D'Alessandro. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sturgeon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morello moves to second. Bob Skeffing pinch hits for Paul Erickson. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing bunts towards third. Handley fields it and throws to first for the out. Morello moves to third. Sturgeon moves to second. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hack is walked intentionally. Bill Nicholson pinch hits for Lou Stringer. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morello scores. Sturgeon scores. Hack moves to second. It's 6-5, Cubs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-4 in the game. Lowry hits a pop-up towards first. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into left field. Gionfrido settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Billy Gerges is now playing second base. Johnny Schmitz now pitching. Bob Skeffing now catching. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Maurice Van Robais pinch hits for Aljon Frito. Maurice Van Robais is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Robais hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Elliott hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 5. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.